Yes, so welcome everybody. I'm very happy to be here. I'm super happy to be able to talk about accessibility because it's close to my heart. You already heard Orca happily chatting away. I wanted to start with an experiment. You can see what's on my screen, but I will not be able to see what's on my screen for a second. So, will I be able to start my presentation? And this is running, so this is Plasma Next. And the cool thing is Plasma Next is using Qt 5, and Qt 5 I have been poking for the last 3 years or so to slowly get there that it's possible to use all this stuff. So how does a blind user like me experience the operating system? And I later, when I start the presentation, actually, I'll get around to introducing myself then. But let's try this. So the first thing, I press the shortcut, which I know by heart, of course, to open the menu. That's actually the first part. For some reason, it says read-only text. It should actually say editable text, but you'll have to deal with me. And so I do want to somehow find a file manager. And I'm lazy and like to search, so I just type. And now I can move around the folder. That sounds good. So the screen reader will actually read out to me. Okay, lots of stuff flying around, and so I kind of know there's probably some file manager now showing some stuff, and well, let's try to find documents. Okay. So, actually, there are a couple of files from Nigeria because Aid and I did a couple of talks there. We produced them in quick succession because we found out we were the only speakers. But let's skip to 2014, hopefully. Yeah. Doesn't seem to like me. Can I see? Oh, I'm up. Great. I need to cheat. This is no good. Oh, I'm back in. Crap. So, there's obviously some work still to be done. I can try again, so. I give up, but you see roughly how it would be like if I had any clue what I was doing. Okay, so and then of course you have the menus and. So this was the live demo part. I put it at the beginning. I wasn't sure if I would ever get here. Just to give you a slight impression, what accessibility can mean. One thing is, yes, if I'm a blind user, I still like to use software. It enables me to participate in much of everyday life nowadays. But let's start the presentation, actually. Hello, everybody. Are you awake? Almost. Thanks for being here. I know the other room is also a great presentation going on. I think it's awesome that you're still here. I think this is super important for KDE. My name is Frederik Lathorn. I would like to give you a short insight about the accessibility work that has been going on. He looks so unhappy. Okay. Yes. You probably by now know I have been buggering you on stage and off stage. I work at Digia on Qt. I work on accessibility a lot there and do various other things. KDE since way too long. And I have actually worked on accessibility by now on 5 platforms for Qt. So I more or less took the little bits of Linux accessibility that existed and made them work and then merged the whole thing into Qt 5. There's Windows, OS X, Android, and iOS I have more or less written. So, but what is this thing anyway? Accessibility is a really fuzzy term, actually. So I should probably start out by saying what I'm talking about here. And accessibility is basically giving people of different abilities the option, the possibility to work with software. And there are many things. You can have people that are colorblind, and when your software that tests other software, Jenkins and so on, show you a nice green and red box in the end, they don't know if the build failed or not. So that's something to take into account for the visual design group and so on. So I talk about that more later. So then there's the use case, you're blind, or people who have even less abilities sitting in a wheelchair and being able to blink only. We do want long-term to include these people, but for here, I want to focus on a goal that I think is now achievable, that is getting people that are blind to be able to use KDE software and, of course, making everybody else's life easier on the way there. So that's really the goal. It's exciting because it opens new worlds. People are so happy. You can't believe how nice, awesome users you have in these regions. They are happy for every little improvement. You will get so much thanks. It's the best thing ever. So working on accessibility is very rewarding. It's fun. A bit more why. KDE is super inclusive. I am so happy to see so many different people here. I have been in India. It was insanely awesome. I have met so many friends all over the place. And we are different. And I'm so happy to see people like Jens sit on stage and be a great personality that is maybe not completely normal for everyone. And I love KDE for including everyone. I want it usable by everyone, and it's actually a great basis because it's so configurable. So it provides almost all the things we need. So there are shortcuts. Lovely. People that don't know or that can't really use a mouse, those people profit from shortcuts enormously. You have color schemes, you have font settings, high contrast, it's brilliant. Some other desktops recently threw out their color theme support, and people really depend on that. Some have sensitive eyes, others have different color weaknesses, and everybody should be included. So we are ready to go, really. There are some easy fixes that I always mention. Make sure your application works with a keyboard, that you can use the tab key, and that generally it makes sense for everything. Many visibility improvements that are really needed, no matter what. Then, fonts. Please let me use fonts from the system settings. There are so many reasons to do that. Colors the same, as mentioned earlier, people have different color site problems. So, for now, I want to achieve this. Let's get blind users on board. And as you saw, there are lots of bugs and issues, but with Plasma Max, we now have come so insanely close that it's actually achievable with not so much work. So, yeah, right now I just answered kind of. That was not well done. I want to give a short history of why I think the time is now. So, accessibility was a focus on Linux, but from overview of Qt. So for 8, there was Qt 18 SPI, this plugin had been installed, set some environment variable, and it was all a bit awkward, and actually, for me to set it up to test, it would only take a couple hours. That's not the way it should be, right? It needs to work out of the box. 6.0, I had been working on the forward stuff a bit, and well, finally got the Linux part just merged in, so there is no separate thing anymore, and no distribution can forget to install that. It's just there. You can't really get rid of it unless you try really hard. Then we have 2.5.1 brought a lot of fixes on Windows, and since KDE is going everywhere, this is also very important. 5.2, we have the Android accessibility added, and actually, yeah, OS X was re-enabled. We had it disabled for a while because it was crashing for 5.0 and 5.1, and it also didn't really work in 4. So, 5.3, iOS got added, and yeah, we got OS X really working because the performance was abysmally bad when we re-enabled it for those users using VoiceOver. Then we have Qt 5.4, which is not quite there yet, but it's going to rock as every new release, of course. And we will have Qt Web Engine accessible from the start. So we finally have the option of having a web browser. And this is important because programs like KMail, blind users couldn't read mail with KMail because it used a web view and it was completely opaque. It was if it wasn't there for accessibility purposes. So we now expose all these things. So out of the box, Qt almost works. Then there's a research project that's ongoing that will be until the end of the year together with the Norwegian Computing Center. We try to explore a bit mobile accessibility cross-platform and what it means, how you implement it nicely. And of course, that means mostly fixing lots of things in Qt and writing some documentation. It's a great win for us. So then I want to think about some other things. What does KDE need, really, to be usable by so many more people? So a virtual keyboard that works. I know there are some virtual keyboards coming out almost, and it would be so awesome if we had somebody maintaining that stuff. And if somebody could actually get auto-completion working and make it touch-friendly. Touchscreens are everywhere, and again, some people can use a touchscreen but not a mouse, and all of these issues. So a virtual keyboard would be on my wish list, and it's something where my resources, I can't do it. Yes. I'm not sure, but getting one into distributions, making it work out of the box, and having like also word suggestions and so on. On the accessibility mailing list, there are regular requests about that. And if somebody could look at that, try to find one that works good enough, and then kick it a bit more to make it actually fine, that would be brilliant. Another feature I wish for: spell checking everywhere. That's something Apple, for example, does right. So whenever you type a text, it should generally spell check unless it's explicitly said, okay, this is going to be an email address, so that's probably spell checking not very sensible. But people that have dyslexia, just in general, it's very helpful, actually. I so often misspell things. It would be great to have that. This would be probably not that hard to add, and it would help everyone. So now, more focused on the things I was showing earlier. My goal, let's include blind users. I would love to have a KCM working, and I want to integrate with screen reader like Orca. And Orca is currently the choice on the Linux desktop, so it's relatively easy. We need a KCM and a global shortcut, basically, where you can say with the shortcut, I'm not sure what one currently uses, it's some control, alt, shift, and S, some three out of those four or so. But maybe having the same shortcut would make a lot of sense to me. And I'm having it just working if you have Orca installed, and people would be able to start experimenting with this stuff, and that's the way to get feedback, right? Getting a few more fixes, I have one or two patches in Orca, and in general, the Orca maintainers, or Johnny, who really maintains Orca, is super helpful. So if somebody would step up, help communicating, getting everything straight there, it would just be working so quickly. And then testing with blind users, that will come really easily. We have the open mailing list, and people every once in a while ask, hey, how is KDE? And so far, I have always been saying, yeah, you can test a few applications, but the desktop now. So Plasma Next, we spend a lot of time making actually keep quick accessibility work, right? That's the big thing I kind of forgot to mention in my Qt slide, since Qt 5.0, and it's gotten better and better and better, so Qt quick now is accessible. Setting a few properties, I've written a few patches. It pretty much works, and it's great. So, yeah, few pieces missing. That's stuff every once in a while in the evening. I think, oh, let's actually try what I'm working on as a verification. I like to use KDE. So, kickoff would need a bit of work. That's why I have the traditional menu at the moment, but kickoff is the fancy menu that you get by default. It's almost there, but it's actually keyboard focus issues, which I try to look at a bit, but they are sometimes not so easy. Kayana needs a bit of work. I'm not sure why. I have not really looked into it. But many things work. Like the lock screen was two lines added, and then it worked beautifully, and I can't, when the computer's locked, I could log back in without looking at it. That's maybe helpful. Then the system tray, I hope we can get a bit of coordination with the different design parts these days. And that's also so exciting to see design coming up and people helping in getting usability right. And putting all this together makes so much sense. When switching Windows, but all of these are small tasks and they are really, really easy. Now we are at the stage where everything is low-hanging fruits. We can just, in a few days, fix all of these issues. So, yeah, the feedback will come as soon as we have done a little more work. And so this is really a recruitment thing here also. I hope that some of you think this is a cool idea. Let's really get it working. So, it used to be really cumbersome to test the application. You had to set this environment variable and other stuff and some more. Now it's pretty easy. You still need to run one magic gconf setting because I have a bug in Qt, and we back. At some point, GNOME changed a bit that they want a certain bus property set on it. And I wrote that in my blog recently. I'm more than happy to post that again, and hopefully, I just get around to actually fixing that. So the just works is with slight remark. Run this gconf thing once. So now it's easy to run applications with Exerciser. Exerciser is actually a GNOME application that just shows you a tree. Like here is your window. Inside the window, you have 200 buttons and 5 analytics, and you can go around and see if what you see in there matches what the application is. You also have Randomizer that has this funky name because it was kind of written and rebranded in Random, not this year, but last year. It comes in a small KDE library that is providing some accessibility help. I don't think it's packaged by any distribution because I've never asked anyone. It's just somewhere hidden on the KDE Git. Maybe I should just do that someday. I see distribution people smiling at me. Okay. And then, of course, Orca, the screen reader. Currently, that really is the program we want to support. Oh, I have K-Shopper collection standing there. That's a bit of an odd thing because it messes with the hierarchy, but I don't think I want to mention that. I think most things are working just fine. What should you do? Let me just check the time. Oh, we're out of time almost. So, QWidgets, when you write QWidget stuff, and you have a button that shows an icon, and it's very beautiful, and there's no text information, and you also don't even set a tooltip, then I hope the usability people will come running after you with pink and green and yellow wicks. But at least do me the favor of calling QWidget set accessible name, and the issue will, for my part, mostly be gone. You should still set a tooltip. You can create QAccessible interface subclasses for custom widgets. It's a bit complicated. I try to write quite some documentation. The best thing is probably you talk to me. I did that for Kate and Consoli and some other things. And I don't, yeah, mostly it works without doing major work. Keyboards. If I haven't mentioned it before, please make sure your application works with the keyboard, the tab key and so on. Try to use it without touching the mouse. That would be great. And to quit focus handling, well, that's a bit of a pain. That's why I had this other talk, amongst other reasons. And to quit, you need to do a bit of work because we don't know if it's a rectangle or a beautiful button. It's really hard to say. So use pre-existing controls, to quit controls or plasma controls. And if you use those, then you're almost always already good. So we don't want you to do extra work, really. It's just if you create your custom button, then we can't guess it inside the Qt framework. So then you need to, go to this site. It's the normal Qt documentation and look at accessible inside Qt. And it's pretty straightforward. If the documentation is not good enough, then please let me know. 5 minutes, that should maybe work. I have this master slide. I hate people doing slides like that. You don't do that. It's completely incomprehensible and such a long list of texts. I was really unsure if I should include this. Should KDE have a screen reader? And there are so many pros and cons that I have swimming around in my head, I don't know. So there are very few people working on accessibility, so please let's focus on making Opera work. But I think Opera is sometimes not perfect, let's say. And I think we could do great things integrating with KWin to have visual indications where you're currently looking at. And there are so many cool things on that way and coming up, and the way Opera handles keyboard shortcuts and so on. So if somebody was interested in this, I happen to kind of start writing it. I haven't published it really anywhere, and I'm not sure if it's a good idea. For me, it was a learning exercise. It might be interesting to put some more time in it, but I think it's more on the side. I don't think it's something that you should focus on right now. So let's conclude. I want a virtual keyboard that works, that is on all the distros, that is just inside Plasma Next. I always struggle with the terminology here. Hope, I already recruited one volunteer sitting over there. He's a very nice man. You should join us. Dropping this KCM is probably not very hard. Let's be done tomorrow or so. Testing, test your applications, test Plasma. It's not that hard. Please come to me if you have any questions about that. I'm really happy to give you a walkthrough. How do you play with things? How do you can figure out if your things approximately work? And then you need user feedback, because every once in a while I'm still surprised. They say, yeah, but it says the strong words here. And in the menu, there should be menu item block or something like that. And so we do rely on feedback of people that actually see the way well that they don't see also. But we can do a very good effort to almost get there. Yeah, Qt 5, whatever. Join the KDE accessibility team. It's a very nice team. It consists of roughly five people or so, one of them being somewhat active. Then I'd love to get cooperation going. I've been talking to various parts of the design groups and ours. It's great. It sounds like we're going to rock the world. That's about it. So that was my sales pitch. Please join me, and thank you so much for listening.